This episode on Unme, The Following Path.
After being thrown in jail, Tensha was dragged away for interrogation. The soldiers made it clear that if Tensha resisted even a little bit, that they would kill him. Masamune is frustrated and scared that he will not be able to save his friend in time. He comes up with a plan for escape when Sakon, previously thought to be dead, walks into the cell.
Hello there, Dragon of Oshu.
Sakon!
Fancy finding you in a place like this. You look terrible.
Who? What? Where? Huh?
Well, that just leaves out why and when, doesn't it?
Sakon, how are you here? I saw them cut off your head. I saw your head roll right past me.
I'm offended, Lord Date. You underestimate me. That wasn't me.
Huh? What do you mean?
Oh, you're gonna love this. I did a technique called Soul Rip.
Soul Rip?
Oh yeah, it's super cool. It's a technique where I can literally rip the soul out of a being and put my own consciousness in them.
Sounds unethical.
Oh yeah, unbelievably unethical.
That's why it's forbidden. In most circles.
But you just do it casually?
I do it when my head's about to get sliced off, yeah. Thanks for that, by the way.
I'm sorry, Sakon. I truly am. Felt terrible about it.
No, don't beat yourself up about it. I ripped way before any of that happened.
Wait, how? I thought you need a body to rip into.
Yeah, of course.
But there was just me and you there.
Was there?
Yeah, I mean, it was just you, me, and, oh, the cat!
There you go.
He's genius!
Oh, that was nothing. I've been in much stickier situations than that.
Wait, so if you were in the cat, how did you get back into your body?
Oh, I have plenty of bodies, my lord. Hundreds, in fact, all over the place. I just ripped back into an empty one.
You what?
Yeah, no problem. I just find one of my corpse stashes and rip back into it. It's easy.
I don't believe you.
Your believing doesn't make it more or less true.
Wait, so what happened to the cat?
Oh, the cat? That cat's dead.
What?
Oh yeah, dead as dirt. The host dies as soon as I switch my consciousness into it.
You say this so casually. It's really unsettling.
Yeah, no big deal.
Well, where do you get these bodies from?
The duty of a ninja isn't glamorous.
Meaning?
The bodies have to come from somewhere. Might as well stack up while I work, you know?
Ew! Are they all these different targets that you've killed?
We ninja are taught to be resourceful.
Masamune just stares at Sakon, completely disgusted by the information he just learned.
We should probably get going, my lord, before more guards show up.
Yeah, I'm right behind you. Okay. Note to self, do not piss this guy off. He may act aloof, but he is a cold-blooded killer.
Make sure you stay close. Timing is everything.
Sakon and Masamune attempt to sneak past the guards and exit the castle. Masamune stayed very closely behind Sakon, who was effortlessly getting past the majority of the guards. Sakon led Masamune into a dark room, and he lost track of him. He tiptoes around the room, softly calling out Sakon's name.
Sakon! Hey! Sakon! Damn it! Where did he go?
Masamune walked around the room, trying to locate where Sakon had gone. He stumbles into a hallway and tries to find Sakon once more. Suddenly, around the corner, a soldier appears and gets startled by Masamune. The soldier pulls out a sword.
Hey! What are you doing?
The guard swings his sword at the unarmed Masamune. But out of nowhere, Sakon steps in front and stabs the guard in the chest with a kama. The guard slumps to the floor. Sakon drags the body into the dark room, then comes back to Masamune.
Lord Date, what are you doing? Protect yourself.
I don't have a weapon, Sakon.
Oh, right. Take this.
Sakon hands Masamune an Ninjato.
You had this the whole time?
I'm gonna need that back too, my lord. Where are your weapons?
They are hidden outside of the city. I can get them, I just need to be outside. I need to be around the soil. My Noriyoku is useless without it.
Well, we're almost outside. Just stay close.
Sakon led Masamune around the castle, then out of a side door. Walking around the now deserted town, Sakon and Masamune were able to avoid detection. Sakon led Masamune to a secret entrance that led to the outside of the city.
Okay, you have to go now.
Wait! Tensha! Where is Tensha?
Who?
My friend, Tensha. He came here with me. They dragged him out this morning for interrogation. I'm not leaving here without him.
Oh, that's who that boy was.
Did you see him?
Oh, yeah.
Well, I'm sorry to say, but your friend betrayed you. He was giving the enemy information about us.
No, I told him to do that. They were going to kill him if he didn't make himself valuable.
So be it. I would never betray our people. Notice how I kept quiet in the face of death?
Well, yeah, well that's because you have a soul rip, Sakon.
Yeah, that's that too.
Where is he, Sakon?
I'm letting him earn his honor back. I sent him to go liberate the imprisoned Mogami soldiers at that fort.
By himself?
Yeah, rescuing you is more important.
Will there be soldiers there? Any resistance?
Oh yeah, undoubtedly. There's very little chance he'll survive. It should at the very least draw some attention away from your escape.
Okay, well, I'm going to go help him.
What? No, my lord, he's not important. You have to get out of here.
No, Sakon. I will not be losing any comrades today.
I don't understand, my lord. I have completed my mission. You are safe. Nothing else matters.
Sakon, how could you do that? How could you leave a comrade to die? I'm leaving. I'm going to go help Tensha. I suggest that you come with me. For if I die, your mission would be a failure, would it not?
Very well, my lord. But we can't help him here. The fort is on the other side of the city. We would be seen for sure. It's a lockdown and they're on high alert right now.
Well, what do you suggest?
I know some people who could help us. Some people who owe me favors. Let's move quickly and try to stay close.
Masamune and Sakon quietly moved through the city, sneaking around the patrols. They finally made it to the business district and entered the tea house where they had originally met. Masamune apprehensively enters the tea house.
Hey Sakon, you really think the tea house is the best place to keep a low profile?
Yeah, it's cool, trust me.
Let me do the talking though.
Sakon and Masamune walk up to the front counter and speak to the woman there.
Hey, where's the boss?
The woman points to a corner in the tea house and Sakon and Masamune walk and they both pull up a chair. The tea master looks at both of them apathetically.
Hey there, boss man.
You're late.
Well, it's a lockdown, you know.
And yet here you are.
Hey, can we go somewhere and talk?
Yeah, sure. Let's go in the back.
The tea master looks Masamune up and down.
Who is this?
He's with me.
I vouch for him.
Masamune, Sakon, and the tea master walk into a private room in the back. The tea master still very wary of Masamune.
So, Ishio, what have you come to burden me with today?
I need access to one of those underground tunnels.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Oh, come now, it's me. We need to get to the prison, but we can't be seen. It's very important.
The city is under lockdown as per the authorities here. You would do well to go back home before you put us all in jeopardy, Ishio.
The tea master continues to stare at Masamune. It is obvious that he doesn't trust him.
Listen, we want to free our soldiers. They're being forced to work until death, and those who refuse are slaughtered. I'm surprised you being from a military family, you aren't more for that. Don't you remember what happened to your-
Don't.
Master Nayo, please, I'm begging you. We couldn't save your son, but please allow us to save your neighbor's sons. But we need your help.
The tea master wipes his eyes, looks down at the floor.
Please, I can't. My daughter and this tea house is all I have left. I can't risk that, Ishio. If they found out I helped you, I'll lose everything. Please, I said no.
I'm disappointed in you, Master Nayo. We'll find our own way.
Don't cause more problems for us more than you already have.
Sakon goes to walk out the door when he is stopped by Masamune.
Hold on, Sakon. Sir, allow me to introduce myself. I am...
Don't!
Quiet! I am Masamune Date. I've journeyed here all the way from Oshu to help you.
We don't need any of your help, Date. My brother was killed by you, Date.
I've lost loved ones to the ugliness of war as well. My father, many friends.
What are you doing here?
Hanshi, you are a warrior. I can tell. I see it in your stance. I see it in your walk. You walked away from war.
Don't presume to know me, Date.
You're right. I don't know. But from one warrior to another, we can understand each other. I can tell that you've been in countless battles, probably seen and done things that no one could imagine.
My family was more important.
I too hope to live in a world without war. I too want nothing more than to be able to walk away from war. I'm sorry for what my predecessors have done to the Mogami. We've been fighting so long, no one even knows why anymore. That stops here. I hereby declare that the Date and Mogami are no longer at war. Let us move forward as allies. Let us step together into a world without war.
I don't believe you.
I understand. Years of war would harden any heart.
Masamune notices a bunch of swords on the wall. He walks over to two of the swords and picks them off the rack. He walks over to Nayo, the tea master, and hands him one of the swords.
I would want nothing more than to understand you, and for you to understand me. As a warrior, you know when you cross blades with someone, you create an intimate bond with them, even as they die at your feet.
Yes. Very few can understand.
I can. Very well. So many men have fallen at my feet, each one of them with a story to tell. I inherit their stories and their legacy.
Masamune unsheaths the sword and stares at the tea master.
I want to know your pain, Hanshi, and for you to know mine. Only then can we understand one another.
The tea master unsheaths his sword.
Very well, Date. You want to know my story? You want to inherit my pain? I accept your challenge, and we will see what you're all about.
Masamune, Nayo, and Sakon walk out back to a training area. Masamune and Nayo bow at each other and ready their swords. They both close their eyes and breathe. The wind blows and the silence deafens the area. The two of them were battling in their minds. After some moments, they both opened their eyes and began to duel. The melodic bang of metal on metal filled the air. Nayo and Masamune go back and forth for a while, but eventually, Masamune begins to get the upper hand. Nayo does an overhead strike, which Masamune parries, knocking the sword out of Nayo's hand. Masamune puts his katana to Nayo's neck and relents. Masamune, leaving him on his knees, picks up the other sword and hands it to Nayo, hilt first.
I see it. I see it all. All the pain, the regret, the fear. I understand you.
Yes, and I understand you. Underneath it all, underneath all the arrogance, underneath all the bravado, I see your fear. I see your vulnerability, but I also see your conviction. Maybe you are different than your forefathers. Maybe you will be the one to end war. But not today. You have a great deal of pain ahead of you. Can you handle it?
I have the strength to carry your pain. I will burden myself with as much pain as is required to end this war.
Perhaps we will see. I will help you. You can't use the underground tunnels, though. It won't lead you to where you need to go.
What do you suggest, then?
The city is under full lockdown, but I'm able to come and go as I please. This tea house is the main supplier for all the soldiers here, and I make deliveries outside the walls all the time. I could get you outside the gates, but you will have to make it to the fort on your own. It's too risky for me.
I understand. Thank you for your sacrifice.
Wait here. I will ready a cart and pack some tea.
The tea master walks back inside of the tea house.
Really? So that's all you had to do was fight each other?
Shut up, Ishio. Don't forget this is all your fault. We have to meet up with Tensha. Don't think I forgot that you basically sent him off to his death. I just hope he doesn't do anything stupid. And he thinks for once.
Oh yeah, I forgot about that traitor.
You need to choose better friends, Lord Date.
Sakon, I'd prefer you not speak anymore.
Maybe I should have left you in that cell.
What was that?
Nothing, my lord.
Some moments later, Nayo returns with a horse and cart filled with jars of tea leaves.
Okay, hop in there. There's a secret compartment on the bottom. They're gonna search the cart, so you have to stay hidden and don't make a sound. It's gonna be a little cramped in there.
It's fine. Thank you. Ishio, let's go.
Masamune and Sakon pack themselves into the secret bottom compartment of the cart, and they begin to trot to the back gate entrance.
Phew. You stink, my lord. When's the last time you've bathed?
Sakon, what did I tell you about the talking?
Oh, yeah. Sorry.
Tenshi, just hang on, buddy. I'm coming for you. Okay, wow, I do kind of stink.
Told you.
Outside of the main city, Tensha is in a tree stalking out the prison fort.
Okay, what have I gotten myself in this time?
Well, that's it for this week, but the adventure will continue sooner than you think. Come back and join us next time at the same place. We'll see you next time. And we encourage you to follow your own path. Kansha.